Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I've got a bohemian dude.
And I've got Abyssinia.
Oh, cool.
Date fight!
Hello there. Welcome to Date Fighters, the podcast where we take great moments that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
Yes, we do. He's Jake. Yeah, I'm Nat Tapley. And together we have taken two of the leverets out of the hare's nest
against
of time.
The small mammals. Always the small mammals.
And we are chasing them across a field with hounds in flagrant disregard for the Hunting Act 2005 to see which is the most entertaining.
You're in a dark place, mate.
That's why we're doing Date Fight Lights, the new special slimmed down date fight. It's got half the goodness, all of the calories.
Yeah, we just need to catch our breath for a little bit. So we're doing a slightly slimmed down podcast, but it's still a podcast and it's still got the same needy attempts at humour that you've come to know and love in a kind of Stockholm syndrome-y way over the last few months.
Hooray! I'm going to take you to the 2nd of March, 1896, at the height of colonialism. All of Africa, apart from two countries, Liberia and Abyssinia, has been carved up at the Berlin Conference, which, as we discussed, was where everyone but the Congo came to decide what should happen to the Congo and most of Africa. The Berlin Conference, where most European powers met in Berlin to decide what should be done with this Africa place. And it had all been divided up, apart from Liberia and Abyssinia, which is now Ethiopia. And so the Italians thought they'd have a go, because the Italians had neighbouring Somaliland, and so they thought they should try and take Ethiopia or Abyssinia. And so they invaded, and they didn't take over the whole of Abyssinia, and then they started to run out of provisions. And then on the 2nd of March 1896, they had the Battle of Adwa, in which the Abyssinian army trounced the Italians. Thousands of them were killed. They took all of their weapons, and it was the only real victory for an African power over a European power at the height of colonialism, and it's celebrated in Ethiopia to this day. Often in paintings of the battle, St. George, who's the patron saint for Abyssinia, will be helping them fight off the Italians. That's it, really. General Oreste Barrettieri, who was the Italian general. If you look at pictures of him, you can't see his chest because he's so covered in medals. I tried to count them, and I lost count of the medals he's covered in. He was obviously trounced horribly. He went back to Italy with his tail between his legs.
Amazing. Did the medals afford him some protection then, presumably? I mean, you're not going to get...
Yes, I imagine he was bulletproof from the front.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, his enemies only ever saw his back.
Aha! I've got the 2nd of March, 1458...
Oh.
And George of Podebrady is chosen, I'm sure that's a perfect pronunciation, by the way, is chosen as the King of Bohemia.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know about you, but if you've ever wondered where Bohemia is...
Czechoslovakia, isn't it?
That's right. It's the Czech Republic.
Czech Republic.
Basically.
Sorry, there is no Czechoslovakia. Where is Czechoslovakia?
Whatever
I'm dating myself now.
It's fine.
It's Ruritania, isn't it?
George was leader of the Hussites. Mm. That's Czechs, as far as we're concerned. The former famous Hussites include good King Wenceslaus.
Oh.
Who looked out on quite a lot of carnage.
Mm. Did he?
Actually, most of the time, yeah.
Where bodies lay round about, deep and crisp and even.
So this George of Podebrady, he had this idea. He thought to himself, do you know what we should do? We should sort of form a kind of common body across all these European countries. We should kind of get a united Europe together, kind of a unit. I suppose sort of a... Basically, mate, he wanted to take all your rights away. He proposed a treaty among all the Christian powers, Hungary, Poland, Bohemia, Bavaria, France and Italy.
Notably not Britain.
And with the Hispanic powers perhaps joining later. And the idea was that they'd all pledged to settle their differences by exclusively peaceful means. And there would be a common parliament and other common institutions.
Absolutely disgusting, mate.
Sure.
That's my money, mate.
And it didn't happen, sadly. So lots and lots of wars happened. And that was just because Pope Pius II didn't fancy it.
No.
Simple as that. Yeah. Just didn't fancy it.
I reckon if we do that, there'll be trouble over fisheries. So I'm just going to say no. Going to say no now.
Shall we have a birthday?
Happy birthday to Lembit Opik, who was a thing for a while, but isn't now.
He is.
He was an MP for Montgomeryshire. He was married to a cheeky girl. He went out with Sean Lloyd. He stood as chairman for the Liberal Democrats, and no one's seen him for 4 or 5 years.
Hang on a minute. I think he's on Radio Kent.
He is on Radio Kent. He has a show on Press TV, and he does.
Wow.
Yeah. So he will happily take money from the Iranian state for broadcasting and be on Radio Kent. I think, in fact, we can almost chart his decline. And Jake and I were involved in a project called Putin's Lunchbox at one point, where he was the first interviewee we had when he was still a celebrity we would interview for things. Then a couple of years later, they did it again, and he was the warm-up interview we used to check that the technology worked before.
Wow.
And then a couple of years later, we did it again, where he wasn't invited at all.
No. He was fluffer for the last series, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Amazing.
He currently is... in his expenses, he tried to claim for a £2,499 television.
Wow.
And he did claim for a £40 summons for non-payment of council tax. He then charged that to the taxpayer.
Wow.
Adding insult to the £40. And he's currently chair of the Parliament of Asgardia, a space nation, which I assume is some sort of weird libertarian online community. I don't know.
Wow.
It sounds just as pathetic as everything else about Lembit Opik's life, including his umlaut.
I thought it was something about sort of rectal incontinence.
Let's hope.
Yeah. This all segues very nicely into deaths. I've got Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien, also known as...
Mary O'Brien?
Dusty Springfield.
Oh.
Who died on the 2nd of March 1999.
Hmm.
If her name means nothing to you, then you'll know the song Son of a Preacher Man from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, but she's got a lot of hit records under her name.
Yeah, mainly with the Pet Shop Boys.
That was the really, really great one. My anecdote about Dusty Spring, I have no connection to her other than I was once, at very short notice, asked to interview George Galloway, the ASATS MP and things. on the radio. And this was at a time when he was at a bit of a crossroads in his career. He'd just done Celebrity Big Brother, and it hadn't
this
gone
post-cat, is it?
Post-cat impression, yes. Mm-hmm. And I said, so what are you up to at the moment, George? This is before his kind of MPing career got revitalized.
Mm.
And he said, I'm in the middle of writing a musical called Dusty. And which my response, my genuine response was, is that Springfield or Bin? Because I was hoping it would be the latter,
absolutely.
Man, because I love 3-2-1. Yeah. It's the best show. It's the best show. Sadly, it was Springfield, but you can't win them all.
Surely some songs from this must exist somewhere. We should track these down.
What, the book?
George Galloway's Dusty Springfield musical.
Yeah.
Was he just doing the book? Did he not have a... musician attached?
Well, I mean, you know, it was going to be, presumably, it was the Dusty Springfield
Dusty's own music
songbook.
No, I was hoping he was going to write his own songs.
That's a great idea.
No, I like everything about it except the music. I've done that myself.
With the massive surplus of time and energy I have on my hands, I just might write that. Nope, not going to do it. That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with another Date Fight Light. It's just for this week where we get our breath back. Why don't you vote on today's stories, though? Because everything else stays in place. You can go online to twitter.com/date_fight.
On Facebook, it's facebook.com/datefight.
Brilliant. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow.